British Foreign Secretary Jack Straw has insisted that the war in Iraq has not made his country a bigger target for international terrorism, but Defense Secretary Jeff Hoon said the Madrid rail bombings underline the need for rail passengers to be alert and to report anything suspicious to the authorities. And British Transport Police have confirmed that plainclothes counter-terrorism officers will conduct patrols on the London Underground rail system, and uniformed officers are to begin stop and search checks at tube stations as vigilance is stepped up. At the same time, the European Union has announced the emergency high-level security talks on Friday to assess what additional anti-terrorism measures to take in the wake of the Madrid bombings. Europe's terrorism scare coincided Monday with the defusing of a huge bomb outside the U.S. consulate in the Pakistani city of Karachi, thwarting an attack that could have caused major destruction and loss of life. The device was found in a van parked next to the heavily guarded consulate, which has been the target of at least two fatal attacks by suspected Islamic militants in the last 2 years. The latest plot comes 48 hours ahead of a scheduled visit to the country by U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell. House Haitian President Jean Bertrand Aristide left his temporary exile in Africa on Monday and flew to Jamaica, despite strong U.S. opposition to his presence in the Caribbean. Haiti's new U.S.-installed interim prime minister said Monday that he was recalling Haiti's ambassador to Jamaica and putting relations on hold over Aristide's presence in the neighboring country. Aristide's arrival in Jamaica has prompted his followers to announce more protests to demand the return of the country's first democratically elected leader. Since his ouster, pro-Aristide militants have clashed with U.S. Marines who form the vanguard of a growing peacekeeping operation, furious at what they consider a foreign occupation. A Marine was shot Monday in the arm while patrolling a pro-Aristide neighborhood of Port-au-Prince, the first American peacekeeping casualty in the current operation. U.S. troops have been attacked several times and have shot and killed at least six Haitians in the past week. Meanwhile, Haitian police have arrested at least six Aristide supporters, including a former deputy mayor of Port-au-Prince and a former security chief at the National Palace. Police have declined to say on what basis the arrests were carried out.